AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minnesota. There have been violent clashes between ICE agents and the public. A woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent. Minnesota is the latest target of President Trump's immigration crackdown. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says it has worked in other states.
In Minneapolis so far, we've brought hundreds of criminals off the streets that were dangerous to society and dangerous to that community. We would wish that Governor Walz could take an example from the governor of Louisiana, the governor of Florida, and work with us to do the right thing for his people.
The talk of using the Insurrection Act follows a shooting overnight in Minneapolis.
Authorities say a federal officer shot a man in the leg after being attacked with a shovel and broom outside a home Wednesday. City Police Officer Brian O'Hara.
The adult male then retreated inside of the residence, where he remained inside and refused to come out. Eventually, federal agents made entry into the residence, and the individual was brought to an ambulance where he has been transported to the hospital.
Police say a crowd then gathered near the site with protesters throwing rocks and shooting fireworks. Federal officers fired tear gas. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says violence involving federal officers has gotten out of hand in the city.
I've seen conduct from ICE that is disgusting and is intolerable.
But Frey says,
we cannot counter Donald Trump's chaos with our own brand of chaos.
I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. forces in the Caribbean have seized another sanctioned oil tanker the Trump administration says has ties to Venezuela. The nationwide protests challenging Iran's theocracy appear increasingly smothered a week after authorities shut the country off from the world and escalated a bloody crackdown that activists say killed more than 2,600 people. The prospect of U.S. retaliation lingers. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are bouncing back on Wall Street and putting the market closer to the all-time high it set earlier this week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 285 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%. Tech stocks got some help from a strong profit report by Taiwan Semiconductor. That company is a major supplier to the tech industry. NVIDIA added 2.8%. Crude oil prices pulled back as hopes built that tensions in Iran would ease. Benchmark U.S. crude was down about 4.5%. Treasury yields clawed back some of their earlier declines in the bond market. That followed some encouraging reports on the U.S. economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged up to 4.17%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.